Blackstone presents The Future Falls by Tanya Huff. This book is read by Aaron Moon. For Gary and Cheryl, who trusted me a truly terrifying amount to get it right. Thank you. 1. She lay stretched out under a beach umbrella, long silver braid coiled on top of her head. The fingers of one hand wrapped around a piña colada made with real island rum and fresh coconut milk. The fingers of the other drumming against the broad teak arm of the lounge chair. She'd been watching a beach volleyball game, and she hadn't appreciated having her view of half-naked athletic young men bounding about on the sand interrupted by the sight of a falling rock. Usually, what she saw was as open to speculation as an election promise. She saw fire burning in the center of Calgary, and her granddaughter holding a double handful of water, ready to put it out. She saw discarded antlers on an empty throne, and knew the bloodline had been both challenged and changed. Granted, the elder god rising up from a rift in the ocean bed off Nova Scotia had turned out to be more literal than she'd anticipated, but usually what she saw was the metaphysical equivalent of interpretive dance. She got out of it only what she put into it. Usually. She wasn't in the habit of making the family a gift of what she'd seen. A firm believer in anything free was worth the price paid, she usually arranged it so that the family worked for the information while providing her with weeks or even months of amusement. This time, however, she thought she might have to make an exception. Having been banished from Calgary by her granddaughter, who was strong enough to enforce the banishment, pride warred with annoyance and occasionally won. She'd have to return to the family home in Ontario. To the old farmhouse where she'd raised her children and arranged for her grandchildren. In Ontario. In October. When the weather was seldom pleasant, even with September barely out of sight. Ontario meant Jane, who was less likely to be pleasant than the weather. A warm breeze wafted past, bringing with it the scent of coconut oil and sweat, the sound of laughing young men willing to be charmed. She had to be crazy to leave this behind. Except, it had been a very...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?